Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
Shalom. This is Harriet, and I will be reading the scriptures for you today. And today we have Monday, the 18th of March, or the 8th of Adar 2 on the Hebrew calendar. This week we are in a parasha, or portion from the Torah, which is called Vayikra, and that means in English, "and he called." Our scripture reading from the Torah is Leviticus, or Vayikra, chapter 1, verse 14 through chapter 2 and verse 6. Please join me in blessing and thanking the Lord for giving us His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Mashiach, our Master. If his sacrifice to the Lord is a burnt offering of birds, then he should bring his offering of turtle doves or young pigeons. The Kohen is to bring it to the altar, wring off its head, and burn it on the altar. Then its blood is to be drained out on the side of the altar. Also, he is to cut out the digestive tract with its filth and cast it beside the altar on the east side, into the place of the fat ashes. He should tear it by its wings, but not divide it up. The Kohen should burn it upon the altar, on the wood that is on the fire. It is a burnt offering made by fire, a soothing aroma to the Lord. When anyone brings a sacrifice offering of grain to the Lord, his offering should be of fine flour, and he is to pour oil on it and put frankincense on it. He is to bring it to Aharon's sons, the Kohanim, and he shall take from there his handful of its fine flour and of its oil with all its frankincense. Then the Kohen shall burn up as smoke its memorial portion on the altar, an offering made by fire, a soothing aroma to the Lord. What is left of the grain offering is for Aharon and his sons, a most holy portion of the offerings to the Lord made by fire. When you bring a sacrifice offering of grain baked in the oven, it is to consist of matzah cakes of fine flour mixed with oil, or matzah wafers anointed with oil. If your sacrifice is a grain offering from the pan, it is to consist of fine flour mixed with oil, matzah. You should cut it in pieces and pour oil on it. It is a grain offering. That was Leviticus 1, 14 through 2, 6. Now our portion from the prophets is today Yeshayahu, or Isaiah, chapters 3 and 4. For behold, the Lord Tzvaot takes from Jerusalem and from Yehuda supply and support, every supply of bread and every supply of water. Mighty man and man of war, judge and prophet, fortune teller and elder, captain of 50 and man of rank, counselor, crafty magician, and cunning charmer. I will set children as their rulers. Capricious ones will govern them. The people will oppress one another, each one by his fellow, each one by his neighbor. The child will be insolent to the aged and dishonorable to the honorable. When a man takes hold of his brother in the house of his father, saying, "You have a cloak, you be our ruler. This ruin is under your charge." In that day he will protest, saying, "I am no healer. In my house is no bread or cloak. Don't make me a ruler of people." For Yerushalayim has stumbled, and Yehuda is fallen. For their tongue and their actions are against the Lord, defying the eyes of his glory. The expression of their faces bears witness against them. They display their sin like Sodom. They do not hide it. Oy, their souls, for they brought evil on themselves. Say to the righteous, "He will be well, eating the fruit of their deeds." Oy, the wicked, it will be bad for him, for the dealings of his hands will be done to him. My people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. My people, your guides mislead you and destroy the way of your paths. The Lord arises to contend a case and stands to judge the people. The Lord will enter into judgment with the elders of his people and with the princes. You have devoured the vineyard. The plunder of the poor is in your houses. What do you mean by crushing my people and grinding the face of the poor? Says the Lord, Elohei Tzvaot. Moreover, the Lord says, since the daughters of Zion are proud and walk with outstretched necks and seductive eyes, walking and mincing as they go, making a jingling with their feet, therefore the Lord will smite with scab the forehead of the daughters of Zion. The Lord will expose their secret parts. In that day the Lord will strip the finery of anklets, headbands, crescents, pendants and bracelets, veils, headdresses, armlets, sashes, perfume vials, amulets, rings and nose jewels, festal robes, capes, cloaks, purses, lace scarves, fine linen, turbans and veils. Now it will come to pass, instead of sweet spices, there will be rottenness. Instead of a sash, rags. Instead of curled hair, baldness. Instead of fine clothing, sackcloth. And branding instead of beauty. Your men will fall by the sword, and your warriors in battle. Her gates will lament and mourn. Desolate, she will sit on the ground. Seven women will grab hold of one man in that day, saying, "We will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by your name. Take away our reproach." In that day, the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the land excellent and appealing for Israel's survivors. So it will come to pass that whoever is left in Zion and whoever remains in Yerushalayim will be called holy, everyone who is recorded among the living in Yerushalayim. After the Lord has washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion and has purged the blood of Yerushalayim from her midst, by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning, then the Lord will create over the whole area of Mount Zion and over her convocations a cloud by day and smoke and shining of a flaming fire by night. For over all, glory will be a canopy. Then there will be a sukkah for shade by day from the heat and for refuge and for shelter from storm and from rain. That was Isaiah chapters 3 and 4. Now we have come to our portion from the writings, and we will read Psalm 143. A Psalm of David. Hear my prayer, Lord. Give ear to my petitions. In your faithfulness and your righteousness, answer me. Do not bring your servant into judgment, for in your eyes no one living is righteous. For an enemy pursues my soul. He crushes my life down to the ground. He makes me dwell in darkness like those long dead. So my spirit grows faint within me. My heart is shocked within me. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all you have done. I ponder the work of your hands. I spread forth my hands to you. My soul longs for you as a parched land. Selah. Answer me speedily, Lord. My spirit fails. Hide not your face from me, lest I become like those who go down into the pit. Make me hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you I trust. Show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Deliver me from my enemies, Lord. I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good Ruach lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, Lord, revive me. In your justice, bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all who harass my soul, for I am your servant. That was Psalm or Tehillim 143. Now we have our last portion of scripture, and that is the apostolic writings, and we will read Acts chapter 10. Now in Caesarea there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian cohort. He was a devout man, revering God with all his household. He gave tzedakah generously to the people and prayed to God continually. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming and saying to him, Cornelius. He stared at him in terror and said, What is it, Lord? The angel said to him, Your prayers and tzedakah have gone up as a memorial offering before God. Now send men to Joppa and call for Simon, also named Kepha. He is being entertained as a guest by Simon the tanner, whose house is beside the sea. When the angel speaking to him had left, he called two of his servants and a soldier from among those attached to his command. After he explained everything to them, he sent them to Joppa. The next day, as the soldiers were traveling and approaching the city, Kepha went up to the rooftop to pray at about the sixth hour. Now he became very hungry and wanted to eat, but while they were preparing something, he fell into a trance. He saw the heavens opened and something like a great sheet coming down, lowered by its four corners to the earth. In it were all sorts of four-footed animals and reptiles and birds of the air. A voice came to him, Get up, Kepha, kill and eat. But Kepha said, Certainly not, Lord, for never have I eaten anything unholy or unclean. Again a voice came to him a second time, What God has made clean, you must not consider unholy. This happened three times, and the sheet was immediately taken up to heaven. Now, while Kepha was puzzling about what the vision he had seen might mean, behold, the men sent by Cornelius found Simon's house and appeared before the gate. They called out and began to ask whether Simon, also called Kepha, was staying in this place as a guest. Now, while Kepha was mulling over the vision, the Ruach said to him, Look here, three men are looking for you. But get up, go downstairs, and go with them without hesitating, because I myself have sent them. Going down to the men, Kepha said, Here, I am the one you're looking for. What is the reason for your coming? And they said, Cornelius, a centurion, a righteous and God-fearing man, well spoken of by all the Jewish people, was directed by a holy angel to summon you to his house and to hear a message from you. So Kepha invited them in to be his guests. The next day he got up and went with them, and some of the brothers from Joppa accompanied him. The following day he entered Caesarea. Cornelius was waiting for them and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Kepha entered, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Kepha pulled him up, saying, Stand up, I too am just a man. Talking with him, Kepha went inside and found many people gathered. He said to them, You yourselves know that it is not permitted for a Jewish man to associate with a non-Jew or to visit him. Yet God has shown me that I should not call no one unholy or unclean. So I came without objection when I was sent for. I ask then, what is the reason why you sent for me? Cornelius declared, 4 days ago at this hour, I was praying mincha in my house. Suddenly a man stood in front of me in shining clothes. He said, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard and your tzedakah remembered before God. Therefore send to Joppa and ask for Shimon, who is also called Kepha. He is staying in the house of Shimon the tanner by the sea. So I sent for you immediately, and you have been kind enough to come. Now then, we are all here before God to hear all that you have been commanded by the Lord. Then Kepha opened his mouth and said, I truly understand that God is not one to show favoritism, but in every nation the one who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to Bnei Israel, proclaiming Shalom through Messiah, Yeshua. He is Lord of all. You know the message that has spread throughout all Yehuda, beginning from Galil after the immersion that Yohanan proclaimed. You know how God anointed Yeshua of Nazareth with the Ruach HaKodesh and power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses to all he did, both in the Judean countryside and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him up on the third day and caused him to be visible, not to all the people, but to us, witnesses who were chosen beforehand by God. We ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to proclaim to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who puts his trust in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. While Kepha was still speaking these words, the Ruach HaKodesh fell on all those hearing the message. All the circumcised believers who came with Kepha were astonished because the gift of the Ruach HaKodesh had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they were hearing them speaking in tongues and magnifying God. Then Kepha answered, Can anyone refuse water for these to be immersed who have received the Ruach HaKodesh just as we did? So he commanded them to be immersed in the name of Mashiach Yeshua. Then they asked him to stay for a few days. That was Acts chapter 10. Now, if you are reading through the apostolic writings twice this year, this cycle, you will also read the book of Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4 today. This has been Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I pray that you have a blessed day, that the Word of God will encourage you and bring you life. For now, Shalom from Israel. Until next time.